Well, I think that we were influenced by the people that we hung around with in high school, you know, mm-hmm. mostly. I mean, I think we kind of felt like we had a sort of a non-strict, you know, idea of what it was we were supposed to be doing, and that was based on the kind of the climate of, you know, open-ended, you know, interest in general stuff that we had when we were first hanging out together. You know, we didn't feel like we had to dress a certain way or we had to look a certain way. And at that time, when John and I started doing this, there was a real dress code in music. You know, you were supposed to look a certain way, and I think we felt sort of, you know, like it was, we had to assert ourselves. You know, we came up with a name for the band that didn't sound like the typical.
How did you guys get the name from the movie?
It's the name of a movie, although there's nothing really about the movie that's particularly interesting, you know, in relation to the band. It's just the name just seemed like a nice band name for us, mm-hmm. you know.
It works.
It sounded, on the one hand, it was like a kind of a outward looking, you know, name that, you know, it just sort of, without us explaining it to ourselves, it sounded interesting. And also, like I said, it just didn't have that mold of so many band names. This was the early 80s, so at that time there was all these bands with names like, you know, they had the one word repeating name like Liquid Liquid, Duran Duran, stuff. And then there was still a lot of leftover names like, you know, Joe and the Schmoes kind of, you know, that was a big thing in the late 70s, early 80s. You know, and then even obviously since then, there's always been, there's been continuing like trends. Like in the 90s, there was this kind of thing of like naming your band like Tick, you know, like the one word thing, you know. So I guess my point is, in all that time, we haven't ever really come into style as a type of band name, which is fine. That suits me just fine, mm-hmm. you know. That we still don't really sound like a typical band name. But, you know, the other thing is, like, people don't really pay that much attention to band names once they a band, you know?
Exactly.
Like, nobody considers how stupid the name of the Beatles is, you mm-hmm. know, because you just are over it, you know? You stop thinking about it.
So are you going to do any solo projects again?
I mean, I know probably, yeah, Disney's. Eventually. I think probably in a couple of years, because we've got a lot of stuff on our plate at the moment, including They Might Be Giants children's record, They Might Be Giants grown-ups record, a bunch of other, you know, little things that we've been doing, including TV and movie stuff. So I think that I want to approach Rounder about doing another State Songs record or something, but I don't want to do it too soon because it actually took a huge amount of time away from, you know, Malcolm in the Middle. John did most of the writing on the first season of Malcolm in the Middle because I was touring and writing and putting together the State Songs for so much of that.